Adelaide Tools massive Paraka car park sale this weekend. All the big brands on sale. AdelaideTools.com.au.
Triple M. Ebert leans back, slots the goal.
On Bruin Dits, it's Port Adelaide's Brad Ebert.
Ebert.
Ebert takes the mark.
Ebert. Ebo!
Hey, good morning, guys.
Ebo!
You're up and about today. Good to see you. It's good to see you.
Yeah, good.
It's always good to come in here after a win, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Make the most of it,
Ebo. Especially sitting next to Roo here.
Yeah, that's right. I put my hand up. I did not pick you. Ditz did pick you. He said, no, Port will win.
There wasn't too many that did pick us. Jeez, did you see the odds? It was like
you were outsiders.
Yeah.
And if you cashed in on that, good luck to you, because it was a very, very convincing performance after the 20-minute mark of the first quarter. You look absolutely sensational.
Well, boys started delivering pretty well, I thought. Like, early on, we were a bit scratchy, and first quarter, I was standing there down full forward thinking, ooh, this could be a long day. And to the credit of the boys, after the first 20 minutes, we were able to sort of scratch it back and then get on top. And I thought by the end, it was just a really strong performance. The boys were able to run on top of the ground and keep the ball moving. There's still some skill errors, but geez, you look across the competition and like every game
it was an ordinary round one, wasn't it,
which you sort of expect that early days.
Good question for you on that in a minute.
Probably the most pleasing thing is when they kicked the first three goals. You had such a young side out there, you would think, gee, I hope these young boys don't just capitulate and think, you know, this is all too hard, but they actually rallied around and did a great job from there on.
Yeah, they did. And that's, I guess I've been sort of raving on about the young boys so far coming in here and stuff. But, yeah, to their credit, they were able to just do it well and fought hard. And that's they're really resilient in that sort of space where it doesn't seem to matter if they muck up a couple of kicks even. They'll just go for the next one and go for it just as hard.
Is there anything in it, because there was a lot of games that were a bit scrappy and the skills are a bit ordinary and stuff, has it got anything to do with a reduced preseason or a longer break over summer or a reduced preseason in general? I'm trying to look at reasons.
I don't think so.
Why was it so scrappy, some of the games?
Yeah, I don't know. I'd imagine if you went back and looked at last year's round one and two, it probably was a bit the same, where the intensity, you're trying to emulate the same sort of intensity at training, but you know, when you're playing against your teammates and stuff, there is that next level of step up against opposition. You get a crowd around, you get all these external things as well that probably just throw a little bit more pressure on the players, and the boys are mucking it up, because I couldn't believe even the amount of cramp as well. You know, it's always the way early on, but I was cramping within 15 minutes of the third quarter.
Really?
Know? Yeah. And
even super fit Ebo.
Hey, well, don't worry, I didn't stop though, Roo.
So I'm glad he's got an excuse then, Roo, because you know. He's promised us two goals a week.
No, he hadn't promised me. I'm hoping he doesn't. I don't reckon you will get 44 goals.
One goal.
Yeah, one goal, but that's... Mate, I'll make up for it this week then, hey?
That's right.
You have three this week.
I'm only 39 week. Away now. I'm only 39 away.
44, two again.
You said 40.
Did
40
I?
40 was the target.
I think 40 was the target. We'll stick with that.
You've just scored four goals out of me, you guys. Two on to one. Yeah. This is unfair.
And we've really worked this out. I doubt that you're going to be paying for this, though. I reckon Triple M will probably end up having to fork it out.
Mate, always good. I pay my bets. Although if one bloke out there is listening, I do owe a bloke a carton of Corona from a year ago after a Port game. Ollie Wong. And Hamish Hartlett, are they going to play?
I doubt it. Yeah, I'd say
you doubt it.
Well done on being honest.
Hang on a second. Mate, when
usually
I know,
say,
I tell
oh,
you.
I don't know, I haven't seen it for a week. I've been away for 3 days.
Actually, Roo, I did have the day off yesterday, so I'm not 100% sure. They could have come good. And
so they're not going to play?
No, I'd say that.
Don't need to take the risk, surely, if they're
well,
not.
Well, Hartsy.
Any doubt.
Yeah, Ollie's pretty much back to full training, so I'd say that if he's...
Next week?
Yeah, I'd say that by next week he should be good to go, but I don't think he's playing this weekend. Hartsy, another one where... coming off a knee. Like it's another one where he's been out for a year. Do you risk him or do you just give him another week? So I'd say that they're going to play him in the Maggies.
Give him another two or three. Yeah. Get him absolutely.
I was going to ask you that.
Right.
So
the form he was in on the weekend, he was pretty good. So I'd say that give him another one or two and he'll be good to go.
We are talking about two superstars here, or real star players, but they will play in the Maggies, you reckon?
Well, I know that Hartsy will probably Hartsy played in the Maggies last week, so I'd say he'll play again, and I'm not 100% sure if Ollie will play at all, but
Hamish
I don't
hadn't
think
even
he can play an AFL.
Played a game yet. He played last week, but it wasn't even an SANFL game. It's like you were talking about JLT to round one.
Yeah, well, that's it, yeah. So it's, this will be the first round for Maggie, so I'd say that he would be playing there.
Mm. Who's this Crows fella that you're saying was down there last
week? Now, I've heard a rumour that they had a guest speaker come in.
We did.
And
we did.
With a Crow bias. Am I on the money here, Brad? Or
yeah, what? He was wearing a Port shirt. He was talking all things Port Adelaide. No, he wasn't wearing a Port shirt.
No, who was it?
Who was it?
Big Boof Lehman.
Darren Lehman.
Yep.
Crows ambassador room.
Yes,
Crows ambassador Boof Lehman.
Yeah, just came in for a chat. So it was good. Really good to hear from him. He's got...
Didn't teach you how to cheat, did he?
Hey, he's a Crows ambassador, isn't he? Have you already thrown him off that quick?
Well, he goes talking to you, Blake, so I'll tell you what. You get the sandpaper out.
But yeah, it was... Hey, come on now. Come on now. He's definitely swinging over to us.
Yeah, I love Boof. What's he doing that? Seriously?
Yeah, mate.
Did he feel guilty?
Nah, he loved it.
No, surely he must have
he
said.
He did mention it. He did mention he was a Crows fan, a Crows ambassador before he started. So don't worry, Roo, you can settle down now.
So he said that?
He did. He did.
Well, that's at least
but at
good.
The same time, he also said that he loves us and was thinking about jumping across.
No,
he was brilliant. He really was. And that's
what did you get out of his speech?
Well, a lot around sort of leadership and a lot about his journey and what it sort of took for him to be able to get to where he did. Because coming from SA, there's not too many SA cricketers that are able to play a lot of Aussie cricket and do what he did. So I think he just gave a bit of an insight into it. Talked about his Central District days as a footballer.
He played footy, didn't he? Yeah.
Yeah. Told a very funny story there. So.
Until Curls told him.
I think everyone's heard the same thing, yeah.
Stick the cricket, young fella.
Yeah, that is one reserves game. So anyway, it was good. Insightful. Hey,
tell us about the social media or phone ban that we've heard about directly after games. Is there any truth to this story or not?
Yeah. So it's not like we're breaking ground or anything like that, but you have to give your phone in before games. That's the new AFL rule for the last few years.
So you can't,
Hang on,
is that all teams, is it?
Yeah, all teams have to give their phone in.
How long before?
Really,
an hour?
When you turn up, really. I'll just give it to them as soon as I get there. So,
wow.
Yeah, pretty much after games now, we've just talked about, we've had this guy, Hugh van der Ploeg, I think his name is. I can't remember.
Resilience, man.
Resilience Project, really, really good guy. And he sort of came in talking about, empathy, mindfulness and gratitude and ways to be able to sort of, appreciate life and open your eyes to things a little bit more. And one of those things was how dependent people have become on their phones and how it's having a massive impact on, just social behaviour, social circumstances. And so there for us, it was really like, especially after losses and that, a lot of boys would just go to their phones, bang, they'd lock themselves into their locker and just sit there and that'd be it. Whereas we've really just tried to break that down a little bit and say, hang on a second, let's just have that hour after the game where
enjoy yourselves,
where we can have a bit of a chat and talk about all things footy or life or whatever. So I think it's a good idea, and I think it's hopefully going to be able to just break down that barrier.
What is that fella's name again? People should go and see him if they got an opportunity. Yeah. We got him in to speak at the pubs. He was unbelievable.
He is, isn't he? And that's Hugh van der Ploeg.
The Resilience Project
is his thing. Yeah. And that's, he goes out to schools and. What's that?
Hugh van der Plas.
Blas, right. There you go.
P-L-A-S.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think he'd be offended if I got it wrong, because he's a mouthful.
But, check him out, ladies and gentlemen.
He is. He's definitely worth it. And that's, he goes, like I said, to schools and businesses and has a chat to a lot of people.
Now, just a quick one before you go, Ebo. Yes. We know you're in the wine game now.
Yes.
We're not quite sure how, but we know you're in there. And you've ran out of booze, which is, as a rule, you never run out of booze if you're in the booze industry. You're better off looking at it than looking
means
for it.
Means it's good booze.
No. Means
it's good if it's sold out.
It means it's ready, almost ready to go again. Just to let you know,
the punters out there a little bit of an understanding of what has happened because of the lack of rain we've had in South Australia over the last year.
Yeah,
tell us about crops in the good areas like McLaren Vale and Barossa.
Well, I guess it probably started even up in the Barossa back when they first started budding, but there was a bit of frost that went around, so that sort of wiped out. So that wiped out little patches of grapes as they were budding. So that was the first thing, and then obviously a big drought over summer where there was not much rain, plenty of sun, and bloody hot days. So it just meant that the yields were down a little bit. So for us, say
30%, they're talking.
Oh, at least
40%.
For us, it was 4.5 ton of Shiraz turns into 2.5 ton by the time we ended up picking it.
So you're not going to have enough year next year.
Does that put the price up?
Well, there'll be more demand, mate. We'll put the price up.
It might have to, yeah. And that's the thing is you start looking around for more Shiraz and more grapes and stuff. But for us, it's that same. Yeah, and that's it. And there's, you know, a lot of guys out there that that's their livelihood. And, yeah, it's bloody tough for them. So,
all right.
The quality is still there, though, so it's not that big an issue. But at the same time, you still want...
You just thought it was easy, didn't you?
Nah, I never thought it was easy. I thought, hey, I'll just go to Roo and he'll sell it all at the Yammer.
After a port win, celebrate with a hey diddle Shiraz.
That's it, mate. That's it.
If he can get it, dude.
But that's
I'm concerned. I'm concerned about this week. Look, Carlton, everyone expects Port to beat Carlton well.
I've had Buffalo.
I'm worried. You've got a young side who did a great job last week.
Are you coming down to do this talk? Keep them switched on.
Keep at them, Ebo.
Nah, I will, mate. I will. And that's, I think, one of the really real positives around our young boys this year is that, well, I just said about the resilience and stuff, but, you know, the way that they're able to do that is really strong, I think. They're able to just stay in the moment. They haven't been getting too overawed by it. So I think that, yeah, the boys will be switched on. Don't worry, mate. Haven't you got any faith in your leadership?
Of course I have. Yeah, but he really has.
Going
on about it every single day.
Because you have to. You've got to talk about these things.
Why don't you just say things like, Brad, would have him sorted. He's a great leader. I've got full trust in Bokey down there. They'll have him all sorted. Not an issue.
See, this is how I attack things. I'm called One Goal Brad. I keep calling him One Goal Brad. He's going to get that angry and he's going to go,
I'm
gonna
kick three or four and then it's all okay.
You're going to say, I'm going to shut dits up this week.
I have to shut you up this week.
All right. So One Goal Brad. Well, I hope you have a good game on the weekend.
Cheers, mate. Yep, thanks.
All right, Evo. Good luck. two zip, please.
Thank you. See you next week.
Adelaide Tools massive Paraka car park sale this weekend. All the big brands on sale. AdelaideTools.com.au.